With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A rosy assessment from President Trump after he signed a bill to reopen the federal government last night.
I think we really have a really great situation. We have a country that we love, and we have a country that's in great shape.
But he also took aim at Democrats for shutting down the country to begin
with. Over the past 7 weeks, the Democrats shut down has inflicted massive harm. They caused 20,000 flights to be canceled or delayed.
The president says overall the shutdown cost the U.S. more than $1 trillion. Who is it who's donating to help the president build that new wing at the White House, a $300 million project?
Major tech giants like Amazon, Apple, Google, HP, Meta, and Microsoft. Financiers like Steven Schwarzman, the CEO of the Blackstone Group. Crypto companies and owners that donated include Coinbase and the Winklevoss twins, famous from the movie Social Network. They're among the 37 donors on a list provided by the White House. So are big companies like Comcast, T-Mobile, Caterpillar, Union Pacific, and NextEra, the world's largest electric utility holding company. Big Tobacco is represented with donations from Reynolds American and Altria, which owns Philip Morris. Jennifer King, Washington.
Starbucks workers are on strike at dozens of stores around the country. More on that from correspondent Mike Hempen.
This is Starbucks Red Cup Day, in which the company gives away reusable cups to customers who buy a holiday drink. It's one of Starbucks' busiest days of the year. The union representing Starbucks workers says the striking employees are protesting a lack of progress in labor negotiations with the company. Starbucks Workers United says the walkout will impact stores in 45 cities. Starbucks says fewer than 4% of its U.S. stores are unionized, and most will operate normally. I'm Mike Hempen.
On Wall Street, it's slow going for the Dow. It's down by 446 points at this hour. This is SRN News. There's a new study out that ranks the states according to which are the most generous. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
It comes from Wallet Hub, and it reveals that Virginia is number one when it comes to donating money to churches, ministries, and other charitable institutions. New York comes in second, followed by Maryland, Georgia, and California. Giving is clearly strongest in the states that are generally the more wealthy. However, when it comes to donating one's time to local charities, Utah comes in first, followed by Wyoming, Idaho, Montana, and Minnesota. Michael Harrington reporting.
U.S. Catholic bishops moving to the right even as the Vatican drifts to the left. The bishops on Tuesday elected Oklahoma City Archbishop Paul Coakley as their new president, choosing a conservative to lead during President Trump's second term. The vote serves as a barometer for the bishop's priorities, pro-life advocacy, and opposition to the LGBTQ agenda. This is SRN News. Here's Greg Clugston with a midday Wall Street Business Report.
Starbucks workers are on strike at dozens of stores around the country.
More than 1,000 unionized Starbucks workers are striking at 65 stores starting today. The union representing Starbucks workers says the striking employees are protesting a lack of progress in labor negotiations with the company. Starbucks Workers United says the walkout will impact stores in 45 cities. Starbucks says fewer than 4% of its U.S. stores are unionized, and most will operate normally. I'm Mike Hempen.
Economic growth in the U.K. slowed down to a near standstill in the third quarter of the year. The numbers are a blow to the British government, less than 2 weeks ahead of a crucial budget that is expected to see taxes rise again. I'm Greg Clugston.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.